Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. This is another Singular Boy podcast, but guess what? We have something in the works. You'll have a podcast with all three of us, hopefully next week. It could be 2 weeks, but I am hoping it is next week. Okay, so basically, this week I think it's going to be a pretty average episode. I don't really have any news. Nothing's too pressing in the YouTube world other than some drama here and there, but no real news. So I'm pretty much going to get onto some creators I think are interesting and, you know, just people who are doing a great job. Probably going to be a relatively shorter podcast, but I think that's going to be the best way to keep it entertaining. So the first person that I want to talk about is Michael Reeves. So Michael Reeves was one of the first YouTubers I think I brought up. I brought it to my friends in the first podcast, and if you haven't listened to that, go listen now. It's a really, really good one. That's with everybody, so hopefully you'll enjoy that if you haven't. But Michael Reeves, so he releases a video kind of like once a month, and he released a really good one recently. So it was in the past few days, and it was called like Laser Eye Baby, which was just a crazy video where he's actually sponsored by Amazon to make it. And he's sponsored by The Boys, which I am not sponsored by, so I'm not going to go too in-depth, but it's like a superhero show. So basically, he took like this plastic baby doll and he like put lasers in it. And then like he set things on fire, created like laser-activated blood squibs so he could like, you know, set them off. It was a crazy video, and it's really fun to see content out of him. I think that took him a long time, because I heard in other people's streams that he was just like got like 3 all-nighters. I think it took a lot out of him, but the product is great. It's his normal Michael Reeves style. He didn't like, you know, take any of himself away for Amazon, even though they're such a big sponsor. He still put kind of like his FU energy into it, and I think that's really exciting and that's really cool. Some other cool news about Michael is he actually streaming on Twitch. I mean, I think he's been streaming for like the last 3 months, but he took a big break because of the video, including like the baby one he was working on, and I think one other, but he's got back into it, and he's making waves. I mean, he started 3 months ago, and he already has like 750,000 followers on Twitch, which is literally insane for someone who started 3 months ago. He is transferring that over from YouTube, but it's incredible, and he has tons of viewers every stream. I think every time he streams, he's like 15,000 to like 18,000, which is an unreal number for live streaming on Twitch. That's pretty high. If you're like other than like the top, maybe like 1%, 5%, nowhere near that number. So he's doing really well for just someone who just started streaming. And he's done a few interesting ones that I really enjoy. One of them he did is he built this kind of like Nerf gun using like carbonation. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was like CO2 cans where like they would shoot out CO2 with a bunch of pressure, and he used it to make a Nerf gun, which was really interesting. It just to see how like his process and what goes into like making something that small. And then he did a 24-hour stream, which is a no small feat for a new streamer. And he went for 24 hours, had like at least 15,000 viewers, like, the whole time from what I saw. He played Skyrim, some Valorant, I think some Among Us for a little bit, and he just started making, coding some cool stuff. All around, really great. I would go check him out. I'm going to keep that short, since I've already talked about him before, but he makes great content, I just wanted to say. Another person who's been doing really good jobs, it seems, and, like, is trying to push himself forward, especially on YouTube, is Call Me Carson. So, Call Me Carson made a video, I think it was, like, a few weeks ago, but I just thought I'd bring it up now, where he kind of did a game show. And Carson, I mean, he organizes, like, Minecraft servers and stuff like that, but I don't think he's ever done something on, like, this big of a scale. And it was really good, because it had Carson's awkward energy, where, like, things don't feel planned, but it's almost like a plan that it doesn't feel planned. And, like, it just is, like, so awkward silences and, like, the awkward challenges that makes it so, so good. Just kind of, like, that dopey, like, weird energy. It just has that whole Carson vibe around it, and it makes it really good. And he invited a bunch of his YouTube friends. it just, everybody came together to make it great. I think Ludwig was on it. Junkie Janger, who's the voice of Gumball from that Cartoon Network show. Michael Reeves, Pokimane, Captain Sparkles, Ludwig, bunch of faces, and he did a great job with it. So I just thought that was a really entertaining video. And it's like, it seemed like he worked really hard on it. And I think he's probably got more big things coming because he started this clothing brand, right? And I think it's called Pool Hall, maybe. Pool Co., something like that. If you go to his Twitter, I'll probably have it in the bio. But it's basically just something like based off pool, because like his whole meme is he plays like a lot of iOS 8 ball. So what he did to promote the tournament is he hosted this massive YouTuber 8 ball tournament, which was crazy. It was like the bracket was huge, and it was just so funny because it was pretty unorganized. You had like people complaining that it had been going on for hours just like for two people to play. Him, like his whole energy surrounding it again. I didn't really watch it because it's hard to watch an 8-ball tournament live. But I think I'll probably wait till the edited video comes out. I'm assuming one is going to come out. But it seemed like it was a kind of cool event. That is actually what got Mark Rober trending on Twitter. If you didn't know, a bunch of YouTubers started tweeting Mark Rober, and he actually got to trending number one on Twitter, and it was all because he wasn't going to participate in the tournament, and he had no idea what was going on at first. And it's just funny how, like, you know, creators can do that and can actually just make something number one trending on Twitter. Actually kind of impressive and funny. So if you didn't know any of the backstory to that, that is how that happened. So I'm just expecting a lot more cool stuff from him. And I think he's really trying to push himself to be better. Now for like the main kind of person I want to talk about in this podcast. Someone who has been killing it left, right, and center is Disguised Toast. So Disguised Toast has been doing a great job. He's a member of Offline TV, a channel I like. But Disguised Toast has been doing amazing. So basically, he's been making a lot of Among Us videos. I think I talked about him maybe a bit when I talked about Among Us and Fall Guys in that one podcast. I haven't listened. Go listen now after this one. But so basically, Disguised Toast, he's been making a lot of Among Us videos. I think he streams it every night with a lot of his friends from Offline TV, some other crazy people, a bunch of popular streamers. I mean, I've seen his lobbies with, you know, Lupichu, Valkyrie, Sykuno, Skara, Peter Park, if you know who that is, a bunch of Myth, a bunch of cool people. Scissors, that's another one. List goes on. And he's just so good at the game. Like, he's just so fun to watch on both sides. I mean, usually when you're watching a game like Among Us, for those who don't know, Among Us is like a mafia-type game. So basically, it's like there's two imposters and like there's eight crewmates, and the other crewmates have to do tasks, so the imposters try to kill them. Then the crewmates vote people out, all of that. And he's just so good at guessing who's the imposter, playing imposter. Usually those games, like I was saying, are more fun to watch from the imposter's point of view, which generally they are. But he does, like, such a good job of making it fun to watch from the crewmate side, too. So you're like, you can watch him from both sides, and he has been dominating YouTube. His last 16 videos, I counted, all of them Among Us, all of them over 1 million views. Which is insane. He's been releasing, like, every day lately. Every single day, and they're all over 1 million views. And it's just impressive to see how good he is at the game, how he's just kind of grinding it out. And each one of them is a quality video. Like, I haven't really seen one that's not that good. And it's like, I don't know. It's just, there's a really fun energy around the game. Because the game is not really good because it's a good game. I mean, it is a good game. But it's good because of the people who are playing it, because of, like, the personalities that come out, the screaming, the yelling between friend groups. All of that makes it really fun and really enjoyable to watch. And just to see someone who I kind of knew before this doing so well from Among Us and just kind of blowing up, it's incredible. And it makes you, like, I don't know him at all. And, like, obviously, he's so disconnected from me. He's just a figure on the internet. But it's almost like you're proud of him. You're like, whoa, like, you're doing so well. But, yeah, I mean, like, just over a million views on every single one. There's some that are 2 million. I mean, it's just, he's doing a great job. I mean, I don't know his editor or his thumbnail artist, but that's going to be a hats off to them, too. Because they've done a great job. The thumbnails really pop, and they make videos very clickable. And the editor just did a great job. He's done some, like, animation-type things. Maybe he does the thumbnails, too. And they make the videos just entertaining. There's not really a boring second in them. And just great job to everybody who's been working on the videos. One other interesting thing that I think would be good to bring up is a lot of the YouTubers and kind of, like, people in the gaming world that I follow on Twitter, they all got verified at, like, once. So, like, I don't know if YouTube made, like, some type of decision or something. Okay, like, I guess what, guys? I think that these guys today, they matter. Like, we're going to verify them today. Like, I think that's the decision. But I had, like, you know, five people in my, like, my stream of tweets. Do you call it tweets? Timeline? I don't know what you call it for Twitter. But, like, there's, like, five different people who are all like, oh, hello, oh. Like, all, like, saying things because they got verified, which is just funny. I wonder if it was just, like, one guy who, like, pulled the trigger on all of them. He was like, okay, their content, this seems pretty good. I mean, I guess we can give it to him. And he just, like, pulled the trigger or something. But that's the only thing I can think of. But it was kind of cool to see some people get recognition. Twitter is a funny place for YouTubers. Because I think they mostly seem to interact there. Like, that seems to be where they hang out. Like, I mean, occasionally you have see them on Instagram commenting on each other. But I think a lot of the first interactions happen with people commenting on other people's tweets. Like, and it's funny because, like, when you see it, you're like, like, are they going to collab? But it's interesting to see that way because it's like you want people you like to, like, make videos together so much and, like, be best friends immediately, but, like, you know that they actually, I realize that, like, they don't actually know each other. It should be like, but you're good at games, and you're good at games, and you're both YouTubers, so, like, why don't you collab? And sometimes I think I don't take into account that they're, oh, yeah, this is a stranger and another stranger. They're not just going to be like, hey, play with me. I think I saw it on a few occasions where I get excited with things like, as I was talking about, Disguised Toast posted a tweet about Among Us, and then, like, Jacksepticeye said, like, teach me. Or I know that Among Us has been really popping lately on every YouTube channel, and it seems like it's bringing a lot of people together. There's a bunch of fresh faces, people who want to play with other people, stuff like that. Because another thing I saw was Loserfruit posted a video of her playing Among Us with her friends and getting, like, super angry at someone saying, not telling where the body was. And then Valkyrie, like, commented, like, relatable. And then you see, you're like, oh! It's just so funny because it's like you get so excited at the concept of a collab. It's like, you know, when in those TV shows, like, where they reveal that someone's in the same universe as someone else, like, they could have met. I guess, I mean, growing up with, like, crossovers, I know the Disney Channel shows, Nickelodeon shows, Cartoon Network and all of that, you're like, maybe it's ingrained in me to just think something, like, big is coming. I think that's going to be it for today. I just want to say, we are now out on YouTube, so I'm posting all of the videos slowly onto YouTube. I don't know how fast this can be, because I think I can only do 5 a month with the free plan I'm doing, but they're all going to get out on YouTube eventually, hopefully when I catch up. And if you like to go watch there, go ahead and do it. Be much appreciated. I know I like watching some of my podcasts better on YouTube. I mean, and it is called YouTube the Boys, so I thought I should just figure out a way to get it on there. So I think that's going to be it today. Thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.